our Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast, where our goal is to help you increase your reputation as a leader, increase your ability to influence others, and increase your ability to fully engage your team to deliver remarkable results. Hi, I'm Perry Holly, a John Maxwell facilitator and coach.
And I'm Chris Cody, Vice President with the John Maxwell Company. Welcome and thank you for joining. Today's topic is titled, Tuesday's Coming. What will you have to show for it? All right, Perry, here you go, buddy. Another one of your titles, right? And you always put me in a bad position, yeah. Right? This is payback as we start these podcasts off. Tuesdays is coming. Most people are like, man, Fridays are here, right? What is this about Tuesdays? What's going on?
Okay, so I love to write. I have the best intentions to write. Many days, there is a long list of reasons. I call them excuses why I don't write. So in January this year, I made a commitment to myself to publish a short article on my website every Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard or Daylight Time. Every Tuesday at 8 a.m. It's got to happen. Commitment to me. And so this 25 Tuesdays in a row,
okay.
I'm still going, but I've noticed a renewed focus on my writing. And you want to know why?
Because Tuesday's coming.
And so, yeah.
That's awesome.
So I'm really, the reason I picked this topic, and it's a little funny of a title, but it's really meaningful to me, is that I really feel the presence of time passing when I have this commitment. I started thinking about how it was before I made the commitment. You get to the hear people say, "Wow, I can't believe it's Memorial Day already."
Yeah, that's right.
Can you believe it's July 4th?
Yeah.
You're thinking, yeah, but time is passing so much. I started thinking all the excuses that I'm making. I hear them on my coaching calls with folks that how much is not getting done.
Yeah.
Because we don't have a small goal. So I know that it's Tuesday's coming, and so I'm thinking, what am I going to have to show for it? I wake up every day, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, Tuesday's coming. I got to get busy.
I cannot imagine what that feels like with the Tuesdays. Now, I'm surprised I didn't know this already. Maybe you just didn't want me to hold you accountable to the fact that I was going to be checking it. But now, I'm going to be looking for it.
Well, now I know you're not subscribed to my so we have another problem.
Yeah, we got another problem. We're going to stop this podcast for just a moment. We're going to talk about it. It even makes me think about, with my pastor, right? That communicate on a regular basis, whatever it is. Sunday's coming.
Yeah.
And so I think you bring up a good point, right? Like, and I find time going by faster the older I get. And I used to attribute it to the fact that I just kept looking out at what's coming next and just letting the time kind of pass by. And I think the older we get, the more activities you have going on, the more distractions you have going on, I think the faster the time goes. And to your point, sometimes you look back and you're like, man, what did I accomplish between that one thing and the other? Okay, so how did this awareness, right? Let's unpack a little bit here for us. How did this awareness of Tuesday's coming kind of change your approach to life and even as a leader?
So becoming aware is the first step to any growth plan, I think. So when I became aware how fast Tuesdays were showing up, I started to question exactly what am I working on and what progress was I making against my most important priorities. So I also designed a simple, for me, I just have to keep it simple because I'm a simple guy, a three-step process for making sure that when time has passed, and by the way, it's going to pass, that I had something to show for it and not just a handful of excuses that I routinely would fall back on. And so the three steps, I'll just give them to you real quick and maybe we can talk about them. But one, I need to set a goal to set small goals. And then two, I need to determine this week's three. I'll tell you what that means. And then number three was be accountable for executing on the three. That's really how I broke it down.
Yeah, and I think that you're so right about kind of awareness around that first step, right? Like you've got to understand, we were talking offline about you writing these Tuesday posts. Your goal is not necessarily to write a book. Your goal is I'm going to write a post, and I'm going to post it every Tuesday. Now, that may become a content of the book, but your goal is small. You're going after kind of the small goal, which becomes attainable in your mind. It sets up your priorities. John tells a story. When we talk about little things, Well, I just triggered a thought. I always tell my kids, little things lead to big things, mm-hmm. right? And so good or bad, right? And I've said it when sometimes I've questioned some of their behavior or some of the things that are going on, and I'll just throw it out there. Or even when I see some good things going on, you know, hey, little things lead to big things. Like, I'll give you an example. You know, my daughter continues to play competitive volleyball, and she will go and she'll do some work on her own. Not a lot, you know, just an hour here, an hour there. She'll come back and I'll be like, hey, man, I'm proud of you, because that little thing's going to lead to a big thing down the road. Mm-hmm. So no matter what it is, whether it's in your own personal life, whether it's an athletic career, whether it's as a leader, you just got to become aware of that. But John tells this story in regards to little things. I just want to share with you real quick, and you probably have heard it as an example, but it's about a guy who calculated that if he lived to be 75 years old, then that would mean he would have 3,900 Saturdays. So basically 75 years old, right, times 52 weeks a year. So when he figured this out, he was already 55 years old. So he had already burned through 2,860 Saturdays. So the man bought a jar and placed 1,040 marbles in the jar. And then every Saturday, and I don't know if I could do this, every Saturday he'd reach in and he'd remove one marble and throw it away. And as John tells the story, the man actually telling the story says that on this day, he took out the last marble out of the jar. And so what it's a great graphic reminder of just how every Saturday, for you it's every Tuesday right now, is going by and is passing whether we acknowledge it or not. So anyway, so let's get back to your three, this process. Let's get started. So the first one, set a goal to set small goals. Let's unpack this a little bit further than we already have.
Yeah, I think if you want to make sure you're working on the right things, the most important things for you, the true priorities in your life, then you need to set a goal that you can strive for. Like my, you know, as I publish an article every Tuesday at 8 a.m., that's a goal that's going to motivate my writing. I've got to do something each week to make that happen. I highly recommend a small goal that you can work at daily or weekly. I think, you know, you mentioned I could have said I'm going to write a book.
You could have.
I'm going to publish a book. And that's a large goal, and I could easily develop a bunch of excuses why the light wasn't right, the house wasn't quiet, the coffee wasn't warm. I can't write a book right now. But for my little 500-word article for my website for Tuesday morning at 8, I can make time for that. I can start that. It's small enough to start. My perfectionistic tendencies don't get in the way of me making action to do that.
Well, I love this. And so when you think about it from the perspective that you just kind of shared with us, I think it really does three things. Number one, it just gets you in the habit of thinking on a weekly basis about your focus, right? Like, what do you think? Because, listen, we will... To your point, if it was a book, you'd be like, you know what? I'll get that to next week. I'll get that next week. But this way, it gets us thinking on a weekly basis. Number two, I think it gets you focused on your true priorities. This is a priority to you, and your goal is to make sure that you publish that every Tuesday morning. And then the third one, it forces you to break your big goals into small actions. We talk a lot about, man, start with the end in mind, and then work backwards from there. This is a great way to say it right here, which is, man, whatever your big goals are, break them down into small action steps, and then attack that. So let's go to number two. Number two is, you hear in your process here, determine this week's three. Again, another kind of play on words that you make me communicate on this podcast to set me up for great success.
Yeah.
So talk to us a little bit about that. What do you mean by this week's three?
Well, I find it's true for me. I think it's true for many leaders that we especially that we're trying to move a team or an organization forward, that we're all trying to do too much. I can become distracted from what's important by the sheer amount of things that I'm trying to accomplish. There's just so much going on, so much noise. So this step helps me to write down at least three things that I plan to work on and accomplish in the next week, in the following week. I tend to do this on Sunday evening.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
If I, depending on what the family plans are, I might have done it last thing on Friday before I end the day when it gets a little quiet around the office. It could be on a Saturday morning before anybody else gets up. But I want to spend some time thinking about what are my most important, and I just said three is a great number, but what are three things, two things, what's your most important one thing, no more than three things that you absolutely are going to accomplish in the coming week. And I find for me, the magic really happens with this appointment with myself just to put in a few moments focused, thinking about three important things that I'm going to do in the next 7 days that lead to the big goal. And so it's those small things, but I have to set that appointment with myself to say, what are the three that I'm going to really attack during the week?
Yeah, and I think the benefit from this is it forces me to have a goal, which is awesome. A lot of us maybe listen and don't even really kind of have a goal what you want to accomplish, whether it's this week, this month, this quarter, whatever it might be. And then it forces me to focus on what will get me to that goal. I was I just had this thought. I was working with an organization, the John Maxwell Company, had partnered with them in Texas, and we were talking about one of his long-term employees, and they're in the kind of a sales organization. And he said, "Man, I'll never forget when, you know, so and so first started working here. We really didn't have a spot, but man, I really liked him. He had the character and the qualities I was looking for." And so I said, "You know what? We're gonna do this for 30 days." And he put them on 30-day contracts. And so you've probably seen these 12-week plans, 90-day plans, 30-day contracts. But he literally had this employee on a 30-day contract. And at the end of 30 days, depending on his influence in the organization and his production as a salesperson, he would determine whether or not he could come back to work.
What'd that do for his focus?
Yeah. He said he was killing it, blowing it out of the water. I even think about this, too, when it comes to professional sports. What if we threw out the window all these long-term contracts? Because what does everybody say in any professional sport when they're killing it that year? They're like, "Oh, he must be in contract year. She must be in contract year." And as an athlete, I'm sure they go into that year just a little bit better shape, a little more focused. They're saying no to certain things, yes to certain things. And so it got me thinking about that while we were just sitting here talking about, man, you know, what if literally every 30 days your employer had the right to say, "Hey, nope, not welcome back next month," or they had to make that decision on the impact and the production that you had on your organization? I think that's a powerful thought to have.
And I was just going to say, wouldn't it be nice if we had it? We do have it. It's called professional golf. And if you don't perform,
yeah, you're not on there
anymore.
There
is no contract.
Right. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
All right. Number three was you set the goal, the small goals, and your big three for the week, and then be accountable. Number three, be accountable for executing. You know, it's easy for me to say I'll do something. It's quite another for me to actually do it and then tell someone else about it or hold myself accountable in some way to see if I actually follow through. For me, it's a personal commitment to Tuesday. You can go to my website. You can watch, look at the dates and see that it's every 7 days. And I'm pretty pumped that it was, I think we just had number 26 this week. And I'm
halfway there.
And I was traveling and I was off of time zones big time. And I thought, if I have to stay up late, get up early, I've got to do this. So for others, it may be agreeing with your team at work or your family at home, what you're going to do during the coming week. I use my Sunday night planning just to kind of look back and say, how did I do? Thumbs up, thumbs down. Was I true to what I said I would do?
Yeah.
And then set the plan for the next week accordingly.
Why I love this is I think as a leader, you really are – the biggest part of your responsibility is coaching your team. And part of being a coach, I think there's three things that happen. I call them the three A's, right? You get to a point to where you can ask the tough questions. The second A is you're helping them with action plans. And then the third A is holding them accountable. And so I think you just gave me an idea. And if my team's listening to this, we're going to be in trouble. Well, I got to say it now because now then they'll hold me accountable to doing this.
They're not listening to this,
right?
Be in trouble.
That might be in trouble, right? So we'll see who brings it up to me, right? That'll be the real test. Is, hey, yeah, what are those three things? In our one-on-ones, right, what are the three things you're going to attack this week? What are they? And we already kind of have a formal structure of one-on-ones, and we kind of go over what I would call revenue important, operational important things, what's going on, what are you challenged with, all that stuff. But now we get a little specific right here, and we say, okay, we're going to look at this week, what are the three things? And then when we meet next week, we'll be like, okay, let's talk about what happened with those and what are the next three. And just really break it down into the small items like you've mentioned.
Yeah, I love that. And it's you can also, I find, use this for your kids at home and helping anybody you want to help focus on the important task and not just the easy task. I think it's that we talked in a previous time about our to-do list. I've got some hard things. Let's go to those easy things on the to-do list. They're not really that important, but they're easy to get off the list. So So I want to just be aware of time passing so that I'm more intentional about how I invest my time. That's really what it comes down to.
I love it. Well, so as we wrap up, let me just give you this thought. Let me summarize it for me and what I'm taking away from our conversation today. A change in mindset. I think time does fly by. I think the farther out that we look at certain things, we begin to not see the things that are so important that are close up in order to accomplish those bigger things. And so I want to be able to shift my mindset from, hey, this is our long-term strategic goal, to what is it that I want to accomplish in this 30 days? Or maybe it's even the mindset of, would my employer, would my organization ask me back, right? So we're, you know, you're going to, this is in July, at the end of the day, August 1st rolls around. What's going on? What's the conversation about? And so I think it's really around, how do you take the, you know, your big, hairy, audacious goals, and how do you simplify them down into smaller 90-day windows? You can call it the 12-week plan if you want, whatever you kind of, or the 30-day, or maybe it's even down to what are the three things that you're going to do this week. And then, you know, like I said, now my team and I are going to begin having conversations with that. And so I encourage you to do that with your team. So I appreciate it, Perry. It's good stuff. Thank
you. Well, thank you. You know, Tuesday's coming. So I guarantee you just gave it away that we're recording this in July. So I want everybody on the podcast to think about this recording when you think next week, you think, how could it be July 4th already?
Already.
Time's flying. What do you have to show for it? So appreciate the insights, Chris. Just a reminder, if you'd like to learn more about the five levels of leadership or have a five levels workshop perhaps at your location, we'd be glad to talk to you about that. You can find more information at johnmaxwellcompany.com/podcast. You can leave a question or a comment for us there. We always love hearing from you. As always, we're grateful for you being here. That's it for today from the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast.